This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, ever since the rise of Facebook, which of course led to many other forms of social media, we've heard the warning, be careful what you put on Facebook, watch what you post online. What if a prospective employer checks out your Facebook page and sees something that tanks you for that new job? But in his recent article in Crain's Detroit Business, writer Chris Gouts found out it's the employer who should tread lightly and carefully in looking at social media or the online presence of potential hires. And he warns companies need to be very careful in taking action against employees for their Facebook or Twitter postings. Welcome back to Stateside, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
So you found company officials may feel that they have the right to fire, say, a disgruntled employee who vents on Facebook about the job, but the National Labor Relations Board may take a different view?
Yeah, the NLRB, which I think most people would probably just assume only applies to union workforces or in factories, but in fact, it applies to all companies around the country. So it doesn't matter if you're a union or not. If you have a social media policy and the NLRB happens to find it, or somebody comes to them saying that they were fired, they believed incorrectly, they could come to you and look at your social media policy and determine that you, in fact, disciplined or let somebody go incorrectly based on their opinion. And in doing so, they could order the reinstatement of that worker as well as giving them back pay plus interest.
And as one of your one of the experts you spoke with said, this is an agency that moves slowly, so that back pay could really add up, couldn't it?
Yeah, it really can. And he said, yeah, that they do order reinstatements quite often. And yeah, like you said, it can move quite slowly. So there's always talk of settlement. That's also more of a common thing that you can do, because if this takes a year or more, maybe you've already found another job, so you don't want your old job back, but they might find a way to settle that financially.
So it could cost the company. So I guess the key is to try to understand what kind of venting and grumbling is allowed by the NLRB and what could actually result in a justifiable firing that the NLRB would uphold. So I'm going to give you an example of a Facebook status update. Let's say I write, I cannot believe my boss gave Courtney the promotion instead of me. I'm way more qualified, and so are a bunch of us. Maybe all of us with more experience ought to just quit and then see what happens to this place. So if I post that, can I get away with that?
I don't know if get away is the right terminology. But,
with the NLRB.
in terms of the NLRB, there have been examples where somebody has posted something quite similar to that example, and that person was terminated, and the NLRB ruled that they were engaging in what they call or what they define as protected concerted activity. And that's basically you're allowed to talk about your wages, your hours of work, and your working conditions, which is sort of a broad definition.
Yeah. And so
social media has really taken the place of the water cooler, as one of the attorneys that I spoke with said, and it really makes sense. So that might be something that 20 years ago you would have said around the water cooler.
Sure.
And then unless somebody was recording it, that just kind of disappears. But when you say it on social media, it's there forever. And so if a business decided, I don't want that out there, that's giving my company a bad image, and they could fire that person for doing so. But in this instance, the way it's worded is they're saying they're trying to elicit a group action. They're trying to get more than one employee to come together and rally around a specific work-related issue. In this case, it's not getting a promotion.
Okay.
And so in that instance, that's why it's protected, and the NLRB would likely rule in that instance that the employee should be reinstated.
Now, here's another example. Let's say I go on Facebook and I write this. I can't stand it here. My best friend was rushed to the hospital, and my stupid manager said I couldn't leave until my shift was over. He is such a jerk. It's clear he doesn't give a rip about us workers. Now, let's say my boss finds that, fires me. Would that be upheld?
In this instance, most attorneys that I talked with in this example said this would be something that's not protected, because all you're doing is griping about your own personal situation. So you can gripe and you can say bad things about your boss or about your company online to an extent, but if it's just about your own personal situation, it's not likely to be protected, and you'd probably not be reinstated if you were to be fired or disciplined by the NLRB.
So it's interesting just trying to figure out where this line is. It seems like it could be something that both companies and employees need to treat with a great deal of caution.
Right. And I guess, you know, we should all remember, and I think most of us would agree and understand that even doing anything remotely like this is not a good idea anyway. I mean,
right.
if you like your job and you like being employed in general, it's probably not best to go online and spout off things that are negative about your place of employment. It's just not a wise thing to do, not only because you could get fired, but because you also have to think, is this the brand and the personal image that I want to be presenting, that I'm, you know, not happy in this situation? So it's not a good idea anyway. But yeah, there are also these really intricate things that can even change that instance. So in that case, say you were to post that and be fired, one saving grace could be is that if you could prove that prior to posting that, while you were still at work, you had conversations with your coworkers on your line, say it was an auto factory, and you said that, and several of them said the same thing: hey, that happened to me last year. That isn't right. Maybe we should go say something. Or if you were to post that on Facebook and it's only about yourself, but you have friends who are coworkers, and they start to have a Facebook discussion in the comment thread below your comment, and in that discussion, in the course of that discussion, you start saying things like, yeah, that did happen to me, and something similar happened to Joe, and you know, we should raise this as an issue at our next meeting, or we should go into the boss tomorrow. Then you could start to make the case that it's a group action, and then possibly it could be determined that it's protected concerted activity.
Now, what did you find, Chris Gouts, as far as social media in hiring? Because we've always heard, you know, hey, students, watch what you put on Facebook and Twitter, because you could have a potential employer see that and they might not want to hire you. But you're saying maybe not so much.
Well, it's still a good idea. I mean, yeah. It was funny because the attorneys that I spoke with, they said, we all tell our children exactly what you just said. You know, be careful. Don't be posting those pictures of your spring break in Cancun or you're, you know, doing kickstands on the weekend or whatever the case may be. You don't want that out there is a general rule. But that's what they tell their children. What they tell their clients is never look at social media when you're talking about hiring somebody.
Why?
Yeah, I had the same question, and it really struck me. It was probably the most interesting thing I think I found in doing the story. And the reason is that we all know when you go for a job interview, there are certain things that a prospective employer cannot ask you. They can't say, how old are you? What religion are you? Are you a Republican or a Democrat? You can't ask those things.
Mm-hmm.
But the person walks out of the room 5 minutes later, you do a Google search, you know what year the person graduated high school, you know what their political beliefs are, you know what religion they are. And so now, if you were to not hire that person can come with a claim and sue you and say, you didn't hire me because you saw online that I'm a Muslim or that I'm a Christian or I'm a Democrat or whatever the case may be, and you discriminated against me in the hiring. So the attorneys that I spoke with strongly encourage their clients to never do even a simple Google search, much less a general social media search. And if they really do want to see what's out there, you either have to hire a third party to do that and tell them explicitly, these are the things that I'm looking for. Basically, I just want to see if there's any like real red herrings out there, make sure this person isn't a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
But do not tell me anything that I'm not supposed to know, like their age or their religion, that sort of thing. Or you could have somebody in your company do that, but it cannot be a decision maker with the ultimate responsibility for making that hire. It has to be somebody else. And then you also have to tell that person, I don't want to know how old they are, anything like that.
Interesting insight. So bottom line, Chris, if you are a company, your social media policy should be what?
Well, first of all, you should have one.
Yeah.
And in some cases, there are some companies that need to have two. But in general, you want to have a policy that makes clear this is, you know, what we expect, and these are some of the punishments that can take place if you violate that policy. But one of the key things that a policy cannot have is that you cannot have a line, which I think a lot of companies probably have it and probably should go and dust off their policy and make sure that they don't have this, is that it can't say something which seems very commonsensical. You can't have something that says employees can't make disparaging or negative comments about their employer or their supervisors on social media sites. But you are protected. You are allowed to say negative things. And so if you have that, the NLRB, if they find that, they will come in and they will tell a company, you need to change that, even if they've never disciplined somebody for having based on that policy. But that's where the reinstatements come in, is if somebody is fired and when during the investigation, the NLRB finds that they were fired based on a policy that has some sort of verbiage like that, that's where they'll say, you know, that was done incorrectly.
Interesting piece, Crane's Detroit Business. It's entitled Post Haste, Firms Must Be Careful in Developing Social Media Policies. And as always, it's a pleasure talking with Chris Gouts. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.